I would have kind of definitely stopping the fight. Which round? I think it just depends on how long Canelo wants to play with his food, honestly. I think that by the time he figures out John Ryder, which maybe give him a couple extra rounds because of their different stances, I would say Canelo takes him down in the eighth round.
Welcome back to the RBR recap presented by Round by Round Boxing. I'm Alex Burgos, joined today by a very special guest, Ms. Brandi Flores, DC sports anchor and freelance ringside reporter, most notably and recently for Golden Boy Promotions. Brandi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Really excited for the list of fights you got coming up this summer.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And today we get to turn the tables a little bit. Usually you're moderating and asking me questions, but I had to bring you on because you have your expertise in the fight game as well. And so I want to pick your brain a little bit as we roll up on Cinco de Mayo weekend, obviously a big weekend for boxing usually. And we have boxing's cash cow back in action, Canelo Alvarez. And for the first time in, I believe, over 10 years, coming back home to Mexico, fighting England's John Ryder. So he's the mandatory WBO champ. And a lot of people forget because Canelo's been moving up and down and doing this and that, fighting in different divisions. He's still the undisputed 168-pound champion. So he's, you know, defending that crown. And, you know, Ryder's got a lot riding on the line, no pun intended, but riding on the line against, you know, Canelo. So I wanted to get your opinion. It's Wednesday now. What do you think the temperature gauge is so far for this fight? Is there a lot of excitement from your perspective and in your mind?
I think there's a lot of excitement if you're a Mexican boxing fan. As a Mexican boxing fan, it's great to see Canelo back. This is the first time he's fought at home in Guadalajara, where he's from, since he's become this superstar fighter, especially, you know, since becoming undisputed. So this is great for Mexican fans and for Mexico to see him in his home, being the star that he is. When they said that this is his first time being back since he's become Canelo Alvarez, since he was named boxing's best pound for pound boxer, I was like, wow, dang, like they never brought him back. But it's good to see him back. I think that's the most exciting part about this fight, because a lot of people are saying, oh, Canelo, like John Ryder's like not even close to his level. And I would agree with that to a certain extent. I think he does pose some certain type of difficulty for Canelo, but it really shouldn't be. This should just be an easy dub for Canelo. But anything can happen. We've seen Canelo, because he is an orthodox fighter, John Ryder's southpaw. So a lot of the times you have to be a little bit more cautious if you are an orthodox fighter. You got the head clashing, you got to change up your style just a little bit. But honestly, I think this should be an easy win for Canelo.
Yeah, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I think if any guy deserves a homecoming, a gimme, a quote-unquote gimme, it's Canelo. You know what I mean? Like, he's had a stretch of fights that's just incredible, moving up and down and weight, fighting guys like Bivol. That loss doesn't do anything for me to knock Canelo, because it was such a big challenge. You know, so I think that, yeah, if we're talking about homecomings and just in the spirit and in the history of boxing, champions have this type of stuff all the time. If you've earned, you know, this level of, you know, pick and choose or whatever, I would say, yeah, Canelo deserves this fight. I mean, what do you think in terms of that? Because I agree with you, Ryder's not on his level.
I agree with you as well. I think he's earned this. I think the biggest problem, though, why people are saying, oh, it's just another easy fight, is because his last few fights have not been extremely inspiring, starting with that Bivol fight. He was going up in weight. I think it was good for him to challenge himself, and we'll see him grow as a fighter as well. The final of the trilogy with Triple G was also uninspiring, but I don't think that was Canelo's fault, because, you know, after the third round, it's like, okay, Canelo's got this, and he showed who he is as a fighter, which we all know is he's tactical, doesn't do anything flashy, but he does break you down and beat you down. And so, but that, I think that was more inspiring on Triple G's side, because it was too easy for Canelo. So I think that the fans just want to see more exciting boxing from Canelo. They want to make him prove that he is the best of the best, especially with the super middleweights right now. There is a lot of young guys who are wanting those belts that Canelo has, and it's about that time after this fight that he's got to give them a chance.
Yeah, definitely. And that's going to always be the argument, because you have this young crop, and even though, you know, he went through and beat all the champs and became undisputed at 168, you still have some guys knocking at the door that are dangerous, and David Morrell, David Benavidez, obviously. And so, just to name a couple of those guys. So there's always going to be like, who's next? Even though Yeah, I think, you know, generally speaking, most people feel like he's proven himself and can maybe, you know, pick and choose different types of fighters that he wants to fight. So now moving on to the odds, because, you know, we like to do a little bit of betting talk. Canelo is a pretty big favorite. He's sitting at minus 2,500 right now, depending on the book that you're looking at. And then John Ryder is about a plus 750, which, I mean, it's not a huge, huge underdog, but, you know, obviously substantial. If you're looking at plus 800, you put 100 down and you win 800 back plus your 100, so 900 in total. But if you were a betting person, Brandy, I mean, what is your thought on those odds? Is it too big, too small? Do you think Canelo should be a bigger favorite?
I think it's just about right. And I will only say this for the sole fact that because of the southpaw orthodox mix you got there, because Canelo, well, his last southpaw fight was against Saunders. And a lot of people were saying, oh, he doesn't fight many southpaws. This might be difficult. And he does have to change his style a little bit, but Saunders was taller than Canelo. And he was still able to work that inside. So obviously we know Canelo won that fight, but I think maybe because Canelo, he'll have to slightly change his style a little bit for John Ryder. I think that's also the case. Also, John Ryder, he lost a controversial decision to Callum Smith. Obviously, Canelo beat Callum Smith. But he is a tough fighter. And so I think, and John Ryder does have a lot of confidence, which, I mean, if you're a boxer, of course, I don't think he's going into this fight thinking, oh, like, I might lose or whatever. No, he wants this opportunity. And also, I think with fighters from the UK, they do have this sense of confidence that is a little bit different, not saying it's better or greater than a Mexican fighter, but it's definitely there. And I think there's a lot of popularity in that. And there's a lot of UK boxing fans. So I would say that to me, that's why those odds kind of make sense to me a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. And I will say, you know, the UK boxing scene and just the fighters in general, they're not these guys that are going to come and lay down. So, you know, he's coming to fight. He's not just coming to collect a check. And like you said, regarding Callum Smith, I think most people agree that Ryder won that fight. So, you know, he beat Daniel Jacobs. So it's not so much just a layup. It's not an Avni Yildirim for me, at least, you know what I mean? Whereas he was kind of like, oh, what are we doing here? Ryder's got some stuff going on and has gotten some victories, you know, and is now mandatory for that WBO strap. So it's interesting to see. Now let's go prediction first, and then assuming who you pick, I'm guessing it's going to be Canelo. Then we'll talk about what's potentially next for him. But if you had to pick stoppage decision, who do you have winning this fight?
I do have, I'm trying to think, let's see. I would have kind of definitely stopping the fight. Which round? I think it just depends on how long Canelo wants to play with his food, honestly. I think that by the time he figures out John Ryder, which maybe give him a couple extra rounds because of their different stances, I would say Canelo takes him down in the eighth round.
Okay. I'm going to go with, mid to late, also 6, 7, 8 in that range. I think that, you know, those arm punches that Canelo's known for, kind of breaking him down, is going to really wear Ryder down. And, you know, whether it's a referee stoppage, a corner stoppage, or Canelo actually just knocking him out, I think we're going to see something flashy and something that's going to be highlight reel type stuff. Look for your SportsCenter top 10 type stuff for Canelo. So now both of us picking Canelo, assuming that he does win, what do you think will be next, and what do you think should be next? Because those two things don't always align. But and then also, what would you prefer?
So for Canelo, obviously, like you said, I think it's going to be a big flashy knockout, and that's going to be like, okay, boom, Canelo's back. He's the king, super middleweight. He is everything who he says he is. Who's next? And that's what it has to be. There's no more finding filler guys. It's these guys, like obviously Benavidez, Jermall Charlo, even David Morrell Jr., which I think will be in the mix, although he is a younger fighter. But in my dreams, in my wildest dreams, I have David Benavidez and Canelo Alvarez fighting on Mexican Independence Day, which is coming up in September. That's a quick turnaround, but that would be amazing. It would be an amazing promotion as well. So much money. They could have it in Vegas. They should hire me to help promote this fight, because obviously, like, I got lots of ideas. That would be in my heart of hearts. I don't think that's going to happen.
Quick plug. You got to hire Brandy.
Quick plug. Yeah. Let's see if maybe I could do the PR side of boxing. I don't know. We'll see. I don't think that's going to happen though, because although Benavidez has been wanting Canelo for the past couple years, you've seen his dad talking a lot recently with, you know, with bloggers saying that, you know, Canelo, like talking, kind of like starting that little, Canelo's not anything. He's not anything. He's old. Mm-hmm. He's washed. And so that's kind of starting But I think we'll probably end up seeing that fight next year. I do think what we will see is they're probably going to have David Benavidez be tested like one more time. Obviously, with Caleb Plant, he showed how much of a powerful fighter he is. I was really impressed by him. Also by Caleb Plant, he'll still be in the mix as well as kind of like a mandatory maybe or a stepping stone. But I think we'll probably, I would like to see though, if we're not going to get the Benavidez Canelo fight, Charlo Benavidez, or, and I know Berlanga's fighting later in June. So he'll probably end up fighting beginning of next year, I'm assuming, maybe against Demetrius Andre. We saw him on the undercard, Tank's undercard when he fought out here in DC against Hector Luis Garcia. He looked really good as well. I don't think he's at the level of like Benavidez or even Charlo, in my opinion, but I think that he will be a good one. I'd like to see him against Berlanga at the beginning of next year. And then by then, I think we'll actually get either on May 5th next year, Cinco de Mayo, or September, Mexican Independence Day, we'll get Benavidez and Canelo at some point. But that would be, my dream scenario would be this year, but I doubt that will happen. Let's get Carl Spence first. How about that?
There you go. Yeah, let's do that. I mean, if we can get either one of those, that would be a win for boxing. But yeah, I mean, in terms of fight fans, if you've never been to a fight in Vegas, you've never been to a Mexican Independence Day weekend fight, you have to go. It's just the most incredible thing. I mean, if you think you've been to like a football game that's fun or a basketball game, I mean, the level of fandom and just like the entire weekend, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, is just incredible. I remember Canelo Triple G one covering that fight out at the T-Mobile. It was just, for me, I was even taken aback. Having grown up going to, you know, soccer matches all my life, that's the sort of passion, like times 100, that I felt, you know, at each event. We were talking about the weigh-in, we're talking about the pressers, we're talking about the all the stuff. It was just elevated to another level. So I can only imagine Canelo Benavidez would be, you know, out of this world. Again, a big super fight. And for the fans, that would be a huge win. So I know Canelo has been talking to kind of touch on a few of the fights that you mentioned. He's like, you know, fight each other. These guys need to fight each other. And when he was saying that, I think it was Benavidez, Plant, Charlo, Andre, those type of guys. Yeah. Now, Morel kind of falls outside of that because, like you said, he's young. He may be in the mix, but I don't think he's a serious, consideration unless he beats one of those other guys. Then we start talking. And also, then you get the other, you know, kind of side of it where that guy's huge. He's dangerous. I mean, not much to add in terms of what are you bringing to the table for Canelo. I mean, that's just a huge risk. Risk versus reward is also on the business side of boxing. So we have to consider that. Now, out of all those guys, I'd love to see like Andre fight Charlo, Benavidez fight Morel. But I think Benavidez is almost at the point now. He's like, okay, well, I'm at the highest of having proven myself or fought in a guy you know, in Caleb Plant. So I think maybe if he has something on the table or an offer that can potentially bring Canelo, let's say next May or next September, he kind of takes, you know, softer touches. I don't know that he goes towards a Morel or even, you know, like a Charlo. So I'd like to see what Canelo is going to do next, because like I said, it's also on my wish list to see him fight Benavidez in September, but I agree with you. I don't think it's going to happen. So the thing is going to be, does Canelo maybe coast and take off, or does he take a softer touch, or what does he do? Does he go up and really fight Bivol again? Like, I think that's a really bad idea. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does after he, you know, assumingly wins this fight, like we're predicting as well. So, and then there's going to be a lot of that talk. And I think Jose Benavidez Sr. is doing the right thing, because we know you can get a little bit under Canelo's skin and maybe get him to be like, you know what, this dude's talking too much, his trainer, his dad's talking too much, let me go ahead and prove myself once again and give the fight fans what they want to see.
And that's one thing I've always loved about Canelo. He just seems like the type of guy where if you tell, like, and he's gotten into it with reporters, people, anybody who talks smack at him, you come and actually like talk shit to, you're talking shit to Canelo, and he's like, well, you think I won't fight you right now? Like, let's go. Like, he's really about that. And that's, I think, one of the best things about him, because he's like, I'm not afraid. And that's the best part. And that's why that's how we want to see the sport of boxing grow. I agree. I think fighting Bivol again in the near future, I don't think it's a good idea, because first of all, it's not going to make as much money. Like the super middleweight, that's where the money is right now. That's where I think it's like one of the most exciting classes in all boxing right now. And that's where he's going to make the most money. Bivol, maybe later on in their career, they could do a rematch type thing, but I just don't see it. And it's not going to, I don't think it'll add or take anything away whether he loses or beats Bivol again. You know what I mean?
For sure. I agree with that. And that's the thing with the first loss. No knock on him. I mean, you lost, you went up, fought a bigger guy. Cool. Like, go back to a division where you're more comfortable. And like you mentioned, there are a lot of scintillating potential fights to go on. And, you know, the fans, I think, would be more than happy with that as well, looking at it from that perspective.
We'll see if they try to make the fans happy, but they never do. So we'll see.
Right. Yeah. So we're kind of on the sideline watching. But all in all, let's hope for an exciting fight this weekend and that we get or start to get a clearer picture as to what's next. And we'll look forward to it. So that's Saturday night, Canelo Alvarez versus John Ryder. Tune in, and we'll be back to talk a little bit about that after.
Thank you for listening to the RBR Recap. Make sure to follow us on social media at RBR Recap and visit RBRRecap.com for the latest episodes.